my listening friend. Welcome to the Tuesday edition of Mark and Friends. It's January 21st, 2014, and I'll introduce our special testimony Tuesday guest in just a minute. Let me first say, if you tune in for the next 20 or so minutes, there'll be a call-in for Winter Jam tickets. Winter Jam, which will include 10 different Christian rock bands or 10 different upbeat contemporary groups, will be coming to the State Farm Center this Saturday night, 6 p.m., and I'll be giving away a pair of tickets. There'll be a call-in sometime during the program, so keep listening if you want to win a pair of tickets to Winter Jam. And also, when this morning edition of Mark and Friends re-airs in the evening, at that point in the program when we say the third caller, that's when you'll call in. So don't call in yet. And for whatever reason, if when this re-airs in the evening, you get an answering machine, that means Karen's out and about, probably serving some neighbors or helping at a care center or, who knows, delivering food to somebody. Just leave your name and phone number, and she'll figure out who was the winner. So sometimes people don't call in the evening, and it's a real easy time to win because you'll know exactly in the program when we say it's time to call in. So when it re-airs in the evening, you can say, okay, I know exactly when to call in, and you can do that. So we'll announce that in just a few minutes. Tomorrow, Pastor Jason Schiffo, my co-host on Wednesday and Friday, will be in the studio, and I invite you to tune in. We're going to talk about some upcoming events that'll be going on with this radio ministry, including a study through parts of the book of Genesis. Actually, I think we'll cover chapters 1 and 2, or maybe 1, 2, and 3. It'll be a 5-week study with some great handouts, PowerPoint presentation, some great teaching, and the book of Genesis is so foundational to our understanding of the Bible, of God's redemptive plan, and it's all there in the book of Genesis, and Pastor Jason Schiffel will walk us through it. It'll begin on Friday night, February 7th. It'll be at Judah Christian School, and it'll begin at 6:30 to 8 o'clock. So put that on your calendar, Friday, February 7th, and the 5 weeks will be February 7th and the 21st, and then March 7th and the 21st, and then the last session will be in April, and I'm turning my calendar open, and it's that first Friday in April, which is the 4th. There is a $10 cost, and that's for all the materials and the photocopies and the things that we'll be handing out during the session. So if you can make any of them, even if you can only make one or two, it'll be worthwhile. It's a community-wide Bible study being held at Judah Christian School, and we appreciate all the great folks there that are opening up the facility for us. And so get registered by calling 217-367-7777, 217-367-7777. And maybe one more announcement before I introduce our special guest on this, the Tuesday edition of Mark and Friends. Put on your calendar March 29th. Steve Green and Twyla Paris, we're bringing them to town again. We did this 2 years ago, almost exactly to the date, and they'll be coming on that Saturday night. It'll be a concert at the Virginia Theater. We're titling 1,000 Years of Church Hymns. So it's going to be some great music. The Singing Men of GNN will be opening up the evening and singing some background songs with Steve Green and Twyla Paris. And we might even have a special organ, kind of like a recital. You'll find out more about that in the days ahead. But that'll be Saturday night, March 29th at the Virginia Theater. And tickets will go on sale pretty soon. We're still looking for some sponsors, some underwriters to help us with the costs. We want to bring the ticket prices down to $15, but to bring these quality artists to town and rent the Virginia Theater and all the different details and costs that are involved. And it's a union production, so you have to have other people, staff doing the sound and all that. There are some great expenses. And so if you're a business or a family or an individual and you want to help us out, I'd love to talk with you. And Steve Carmichael, who helped when we brought Steve Green, Michael Card, Twyla Paris, and Wayne Watson to town 2 years ago, he's assisting the radio ministry again, meeting with different people, working out all the contractual agreements. And so thank you, God, for Steve Carmichael and all the work he's doing behind the scenes to bring this great concert, 1,000 Years of Church Hymns. Maybe even your church wants to be a part of the evening. And then I think the tickets will be $15 if we can get enough sponsors. And then we'll have a special meet and greet with with the artists, so you can meet Steve Green and Twyla Paris. And I think those tickets with early entry into the Virginia Theater will be $40. So I think that's what we're going to be doing, $15 and $40. And the $40 is a special meet and greet with early access to the artists into the Virginia Theater. So again, that's going to be Saturday night, March 29th. Well, I asked our special guest on today, the Tuesday edition of Mark and Friends, what's like a favorite verse or a few verses that are foundational to her life. And she said, well, Mark, I kind of have three that come to mind. The Jeremiah 29:11, some of you have had that as your favorite. Isaiah 49:15, which when I looked that up, I said, oh, that's a great one. And she also mentioned Romans 8:28, which is a favorite of many. So let me first begin by reading Jeremiah 29:11. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future. Oh, I heard about a couple hundred amens to that verse. What a great one. So that's Jeremiah 29:11. Now Isaiah 49:15. Can a mother forget the baby at her breasts and have no compassion on the child she has born? Though she may forget, I will not forget you. Oh, wow, what a powerful message from the Word of God about how God never forgets any of us. And then finally, the Romans 8:28 passage, which many have memorized. I think it's part of that scripture memory packet that Navigators has everyone memorizing, or I was a part of the Navigators some years ago. Romans 8:28, say it along with me, everyone. And we know that in all things, God works for the good of those who love him, who have been called according to his purpose. Ah, well, Sherry Fisher, thank you for being available for today's edition of Mark and Friends. I think I've gotten to know you basically through Eric and Joy Seward's birthday celebrations. I think 3 or 4 or 5 different years we've met up on that special date. I think it's usually out in a restaurant to celebrate the birthday of Eric, typically. And I think that's where I met you, right? Or was it at a radio event some time ago?
No, it was with Joy and Eric Seward celebrating their birthdays together, because they have birthdays within a couple of days of each other.
Yeah. So I've kind of got to know you through those gatherings, maybe once a year. But from time to time, you'll Facebook, private message me or text me or, I don't know, email me. Or you might have a suggestion for a special guest or something of interest. And I think some months back you said, hey, Mark, what about someday talking about some of the technology that can be used to further someone's spiritual life, because you said that, you know, you've used some phone apps with the Gateway Bible or the Daily Audio Bible. You were talking about at one point how you've used Facebook to pray for people and use the internet in that way, where you can kind of redeem it for good purposes and not let, like, the evil one always take all the technology and use it for bad. Devotions online, you talked about some of the ways we can be educated from on-air programming and such. And so as I was thinking about the Testimony Tuesday, I thought, you know, I've known Sherry a little bit, and I know some of her life story. I know you've been married to Ben for about 21 years, I think, since this past May. And Ben's one of these guys that I always keep his phone number nearby, because he's an engineer type that if I ever needed something troubleshooted, I think because he's done some ham operating and some other things with technology, he's somebody that I have sought counsel from a few different times. But you've been married, I guess, a little over 21 years. You attend St. Matthew's in Champaign. You have kind of a unique story where God revealed, I think at the age of 40, so some years ago, he settled some things in your mind about not having children. So maybe we can talk a little about that. Your love for your dogs, Annie and Chloe, and just your interest with knitting. Yeah, it's been kind of a hobby that you've started up again. So let's begin with, why did you pick those three verses, the Jeremiah 29:11, Isaiah 49:15, and Romans 8:28?
Well, first of all, thank you very much for allowing me to share some of my testimony with you and the Great News Radio listeners. I chose those three verses because they remind me of the faithfulness of God and to trust that no matter what happens, he is in control and he will make good come from any situation.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And so they give me hope and promise and trust and faith.
Yeah, those are all three great verses. I don't think anyone's shared that Isaiah 49:15, which is a classic during the morning program. I'm sure many have referenced it. It's a very, like, a pro-life verse. But all these are just great ones for us to hold on to. And you, in your faith journey, I think it was at the age of 40, where I think it was a coworker, Joy Seward, shared something about a Beth Moore study and getting you more grounded in God's Word. Was that when maybe your relationship with God grew again? Because I think there was a time from the time you were 15 where you were told you weren't going to be able to have children, and kind of as you lived life, maybe there was still some hope in you, or you were maybe clinging on to, come on, God, you know, I've suffered long enough, or I trust in you, come on, make something happen. But at the age of 40, I think you got a little disillusioned or maybe upset, or you just finally said, okay, God, you don't seem to be pulling for me. Was that part of some of your faith journey through these years?
Yes, it was. I found out when I was 15 that I could not have children biologically, and I was okay with that. I had a wonderful stepfather, and I had two different family couple friends who had adopted children, and so I knew that I didn't need to have a biological tie in order to be a good parent.
Mm-hmm.
So I always believed that God would have me be a parent through adoption. And then through the process of life, when I turned 40, it became very apparent to me that I was not going to be a parent.
Mm.
I wasn't going to get to be a mother. I was very angry, I'm very hurt, and I didn't run away from God, but I didn't cling to Him and draw strength from Him.
Mm-hmm.
And it was about the same time I was off on medical leave, recovering from surgery, when Joy gave me a Bible study from Beth Moore to listen to and a workbook to do while I was off. And it was called Breaking Free, and it basically taught me or helped me to confront the issues and the challenges that I had had and place them before God for Him to heal them and to make good from them.
Mm.
Through that, then I got a hunger and a thirst for God's Word and wisdom through the Word. And I've been going to Bible studies ever since. So that was how I came to get into the Word of God. Now, as far as continuing through the story of my infertility, I came to the realization that I was not going to have a family. And I accepted it, but I didn't like it.
Hmm.
And about 5 years ago on a Mother's Day, I was in church, and as I was sitting quietly, God spoke to me, and in His still, calm, quiet voice, told me that He loved me, and that He knew how much I loved a family, and that He honored that and was not punishing me or withholding anything, that He had something far greater in store for me. And that was such a huge healing, through just being obedient to God, being faithful, and trusting Him.
That's been in the last 5 years. And these three verses that you cited, did they all take on new meaning, or were they favorites that became favorites just within the last 5 years?
They become my favorites since that time.
Mm-hmm.
And once again, they have hope and promise and trust and faith all woven into them.
Mm-hmm. And I like how you kind of matured through that, or God gave you the peace of mind or the answer to prayer to say, you know, Sherry, I do have plans for you. I do care for you. I do love you. Yes, sometimes maybe our heart's desire is this or that, but I'm going to supply your needs in a unique or a different way. And sometimes I'm thinking for many of our listeners, you know, we might pray very specifically for something and then we don't get it. And maybe we could become discouraged or downtrodden or why God? And yet it looked like when you were going through that and got that answer, that unique way that, nope, you're not going to have biological children, but you will have other things. I will provide in other ways because I know the end from the beginning. And you basically had to then trust in God's character and who he is, right?
Yes.
Well, I know you trusted him for a mate. And as mentioned in the beginning of the program, you've been married to Ben for 21 years. Now, when did that love story start?
Well, I had been living in Champaign, Urbana, going to graduate school for a couple of years when a friend and I met for breakfast one day after we had had a long, hard night at work and going through the terrible throes of talking about dating, and she said, I have the perfect person for you. And so she gave Ben my phone number, and he was extremely shy, and it took him about 3 months before he had enough courage to call me. And so we met for coffee, and then through that first couple of visits, it became very apparent to me that we both had a love for family. Our families were very important to us, that we both were hard workers and had a good value for hard work and for loving to be outdoors. We were both just very family-oriented and very much hard workers and appreciated somebody who was very open and honest and just a good, decent, down-to-earth person.
Now, where did you meet that first time for the coffee?
It was at Perkins.
Oh, the old Perkins on the University or Springfield? Is that University or Springfield?
On University.
And so how much longer after that cup of coffee were you Mr. and Mrs. Fisher?
Well, we got engaged that November, so about 11 months.
Okay.
And then about 6 months after that, we got married.
Okay.
It was quite humorous because Mr. Ben is Nervous Ned, and I am the one who's always calm, cool, and collected, and I have never cried so much at my wedding. And this was not like a few tears that were rolling down my cheeks. This was sobs.
Oh.
I just knew that God was present and I was to marry Ben, but it was like walking through the desert. And you didn't know what you were going to find at the end of the promised land.
Yeah.
You knew everything was going to be different, but you didn't know how it was going to all be.
Yeah. Well, 21 plus years removed, it seems like it took, and we celebrate with you and Ben. And I know we only have a couple more minutes, but I would be remiss to not allow you to have a shout-out for your Annie and Chloe.
Yes.
And I heard them barking or growling in the background. I don't know if our listeners could detect that. You know, I have headphones on, and in case you just tuned in, I have Sherry Fisher on the phone with me. She lives in Champaign, attends St. Matthew's, has been in the Champaign-Urbana area for many years. And on this Testimony Tuesday, I thought I would call her up and share a little of her life story and some of the technology that she's used to draw closer to God and some of that faith journey that was assisted by a friend, by Joy Seward, who many of you may know. We appreciate Eric and Joy. Eric sings with the Singing Men of GNN, and those two have been ministering for so many years to international students and such. But as a co-worker, she recommended to Sherry some years ago to work through a workbook, some material produced by Beth Moore, Breaking Free, and Sherry, through some study of God's Word and through God just speaking directly to her, did get to break free and is growing and flourishing and having a love for many people. And so these little pets that you've had for how long, Annie and Chloe?
I had a dog since I was a little child and have always been a dog lover. And these two Yorkies are 9 years old and 3 years old.
Nine and three.
And they are each gifts from God. Mm-hmm. And I'll have special stories about how they each came to us. But they create a lot of noise and a lot of joy into our lives.
And speaking of joy, I got to close out now, and I want to give away these Winter Jam tickets in just a second. But I have a quote from Ben that you're like free entertainment for him, and he's even considered canceling cable because you keep him on his toes with laughter and fun. So, hey, thank you, Sherry, for being available for today's edition of Mark and Friends.
And thank you for having me, and God bless all of your listeners today with a wonderful day.
Thanks so much, Sherry.
You're welcome.
Well, as promised, I have a pair of tickets to Winter Jam right now. The third caller, 217-367-7777, 217-367-7777. The third caller during the morning edition of Mark and Friends, and with us re-airs in the evening at this point in the program, the third caller will get a pair of tickets, and Winter Jam is coming to the State Farm Center this Saturday night, so that's January 25th. 6 p.m. concert at the State Farm Center. Well, thanks for listening, everyone. Thanks for being a part of this radio listening family. This is Mark Burns with the Ministry of Great News Radio. God bless you, and have a great day and night.
I bruise you. You bruise me. We both bruise so easily. That's all I know. And all my plans keep falling through. All my plans, they depend on you, depend on. At last.